Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com. AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Andrew Herr, and of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
Eden, I'm doing great. How are you doing on this fine Friday?
I'm doing pretty good. It was a pretty cold week here. Temperature is below zero, which is never great. But we did have some pretty good games in the divisional round this past week. Most of the games went the way we predicted. We both did get every single game right except for the Lions losing, which
I don't think many people were expecting that.
I was not expecting it. I wasn't mad about it, I'll tell you that much. Definitely wasn't mad about it. But, you know, Chiefs win, which we'll get into these games later. But, you know, a lot of things went the way that most people, I think, were expecting. So, yeah, I say we just hop into some news to start it off.
All right. Alright guys, let's talk about some news. Honestly, not really much in the way of injuries, which, you know, obviously good, being we have two games left before the Super Bowl. But a lot of coaching shakeups just randomly started happening. First one, which we just saw today, was that Pete Carroll is going to the Raiders.
Yes, and I was honestly shocked by this. I mean, like, I thought Pete Carroll was just done. It's kind of like a Sean Payton situation where he actually, like, retired and then he came back for the Broncos. But, yeah, Pete Carroll on the Raiders. And, like, I don't know. Is this what the Raiders need?
I mean, I don't know. Like, he's obviously, like, a good – like, he's obviously a veteran coach. But I don't know. I don't know if it's really coaching that's really the Raiders' issue. I feel like they're just also just mid –
yeah, and they do have, I think, the second overall pick, which should help.
So, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who people are saying they're going to get. Was it Cam Ward?
They're probably going to get Cam Ward or however. I remember you were saying you're making fun of me for calling him Shadoo or Sanders.
I don't know how to pronounce it either.
But
I mean, also, this just, you know, reminded me with Russell Wilson's contract expiring, could Russell Wilson make a trip to Vegas, play with his old coach?
I did actually see a thing, though, that the Steelers are looking to extend Russ and him be the quarterback of the future.
Yeah, I mean,
but I think they gotta really go after Justin Fields.
Yeah, but I don't really think it was, like, Russ. Like, he wasn't, like, what was ruined. Like, you know, he obviously had some good games, some bad games, but he wasn't, like, the main issue.
Yeah, no,
people
I agree.
People say it's just the coaching. I mean, offensive line sucks.
There was a whole lot of factors, but I also think,
like, he's better than what we've had other years that we've, like.
But it's always just the same result. I don't know.
Isn't it like what whoever said it, that the Steelers treat the quarterback like a New Year's resolution?
Yeah, exactly. I see that
stupid clip.
Yeah, I honestly, in my opinion, they got to keep Fields and move on with him. Keeping Tomlin, I don't know about it.
I mean, everyone in Pittsburgh is always like, we just gotta change it up.
Yeah.
But everyone else is like, they'd be dumb to it.
And it's literally the same thing as Penn State does with James Franklin. You know, it's winning season after winning season, doesn't beat the teams that they need to beat, and then disappointment at the end of the season. That is
a good comparison.
Those two teams are very similar. And, yeah, it is unfortunate because, yeah, it's like every single year is the same for the Steelers. So I think they just need to keep with Fields. That's my opinion.
All right. I respect that. In other news, we also did see probably another bigger signing along with that one is Ben Johnson is becoming the head coach of the Bears.
Yes.
So definitely a big shake up.
Yeah, and going to another interdivisional team is
not, you don't see that too often.
Yeah, very surprising. You know, he was taking shots at the Packers in his you know, press conferences, but hey, good luck going 6-10, buddy. You know,
everyone's making moves. The Packers aren't making any moves though.
Given time. Well, because right now the only things that can move, I think, are coaches. So,
like, for as far as like trade deadline.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Because the Packers' defensive coordinator was rumored to be maybe leaving, but he's staying, which I'm glad about. But
okay.
Yeah.
When do they allow? Is it just like after the Super Bowl that like everyone can just start trading again? I mean,
I don't know if it's right after. I think it starts in, like, March, I want to say. Because that's when I remember usually getting most of the notifications.
That sounds about right. But, yeah, so those are probably two main ones. Also, some things I was seeing today when I was just looking up, that the Buccaneers offensive coordinator, Liam Cohen, is supposedly going to the Jaguars as a head coaching role.
I didn't know they had an open head coaching role. Did they get rid of Doug Peterson?
I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah, I don't either.
But that's what some articles were saying.
Interesting. So, yeah, they must have. I mean, I guess I can look it up, but they must have gotten rid of him.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say they. I'd say, if anything, they were very underperformed this year.
I actually don't see anything. Oh, no, they did fire him. Just recently, actually.
Okay.
On the 6th. Oh, I guess that's not that recent.
New year. But, yeah, so that obviously a switch up for them. Don't really know exactly what was wrong with them this year. Like, I know Trevor Lawrence didn't play as good as his previous years.
Yeah, and I mean, they all went took 4-13.
4-13. Which is,
really bad.
And for that division, I mean, I don't know what their interdivisional record was.
You
got to beat the Titans and Colts pretty.
Yeah, I'm very surprised by this, especially because I think the season before, let me see. I mean, they just went 9-8. So it's like,
yeah, but for them, that's good.
Yeah, like 9-8 is like pretty good for the Jags, and then I don't know what happened. Because the season before that, 9-8. The season before that, 3-14. So
yeah, that was a quick turnaround.
Yeah, it really was.
But yeah, so that, you know, going to be interesting to see if the Jazz can turn it around. Some other things I was just seeing today is that the Houston's offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick is supposedly fired.
Mm.
Also, as well as their offensive line coach Chris Strasser. And that kind of a surprise to me. I mean, they made it to the divisional round of the playoffs this year.
Yeah, but I mean, their offense definitely, I think, took a step back this year.
They obviously had, with the injuries, you know, just receiver position alone. I don't even know about offensive
line injuries. All of them were healthy, I mean, they were putting up
because they Did they start off the season winning?
They actually started off the season pretty bad. They started off 2-0. They started off really good. Yeah, and then
6-1.
I think after they lost to
the Packers.
Yeah.
And then they started going down. I mean, this is still a very good team.
I mean, yeah, 10-7 is a very good season. So.
Yeah, so that, you know, was a little surprising for me to see.
Yeah, I was very surprised. But,
I mean, made it all the way to the Chiefs, so. Not many. The Steelers can't say that.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, big changes coming. I think that was the last of the coaching changes I had on here.
Okay. And then just,
you know, a little bit of injuries. Doesn't look like there's anything crazy, but looks like Commanders. Bobby Wagner and defensive tackle Darren Payne are, out of practice up until yesterday, at least, with a knee and ankle injury. Also, their right tackle tore their ACL in their last game. So, starting right tackle, or right guard, I mean, out. Not good for them. Eagles didn't really see anything. I believe Hurts is just fully practicing, fully fine.
Yeah.
So, nothing really going on there. And then Chiefs as well, nothing on the injury report, anything like that. But then Bills seem to have a few. Looks like they're starting safety. Taylor Rapp is out with a hip injury. And starting cornerback Christian Benford is in concussion protocol. Also saw that Matt Milano had some limited practice.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, looking in the Chiefs' favor as far as injuries... for that game, but you know that these are two interesting games coming up.
Yeah, and I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean that's all I got for the the news. So I guess we can get to talking about some of these games. All
right, let's do it.
All right, so we didn't really set up a full guess the player segment, because I mean we really only have four games,
yeah,
so it wasn't really too much, but we're just gonna kind of go through the games, and I was gonna maybe read out just like a amount of yards or some stat.
Okay,
for you to guess. I don't know if you want to pick the game first and then do it.
No, because then I think that would be too easy. So I'll just
looking at a random game here. What do you want? Like, what do you want me to give you?
Maybe just give like a random yard amount for a player.
Okay.
Not saying rushing or receiving or even passing. All right.
Should I do touchdowns?
Yeah, I think touchdowns is fair.
Okay. Well, this player, 117 and one touchdown.
117 yards and one touchdown. Okay. So that makes me think probably receiver. I don't think any running backs got. I do know Kelsey got a lot of yards in this last game. Could be maybe Terry McLaurin. I think he got that many yards. But I'm going to go with Travis Kelsey.
That is correct.
Okay.
Not a bad guess. Yeah, I mean, you know, Chiefs took the win 23-14 over the Texans.
Yeah.
Kind of what we saw coming.
Yeah, I would argue, yeah, this game just didn't really feel... I mean, Texans didn't score a single... Or no, they did score a touchdown. They just missed the 2 points. But, like, going into halftime, it was only, what, 13-6? So it was a one-score game going into halftime. And then Texans brought it back to, what was it? 12-13 at the end of the third, and then as the Chiefs do, they just don't lose one score games.
I know they're just very used to games like this.
Yeah. Whereas
the Texans are a newer young team when it comes to games like this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't see, but I did see some saying that there was some sus calls for the Chiefs.
There was.
It seems to be a theme. I mean, you can kind of say that every game, but I feel like the Chiefs is always...
The one play, which I did see, of Mahomes, he slows down right before he goes out of bounds, so that when the players hit him,
he like flopped.
Yeah.
Oh, I did see that.
And that is
they called it.
They did not call that one, no. So that's good that they didn't call it. But
that's like a crybaby thing to do.
I feel like. I know it really is. So yeah, I don't like it, but you know, I do think that the Bills have the advantage. The Bills offense has been putting up consistent points, and the Chiefs offense, I mean, the Texans defense by no means has been very good this season. I mean, I guess they did pretty good against the like Chargers, but like, I don't know, they've been, their entire team, I think, in this last stretch of games has been, you know, on the decline. So I do think the Bills, their offensive firepower should be able to outlast the Chiefs. Because the Chiefs' offense has been struggling a little bit.
I'll agree with that. Is it in Arrowhead?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that seems, they always are just home.
And honestly, I think one of the biggest things that no one has talked about for the Chiefs is Kareem Hunt. He's been so good.
He's like, been a sleeper?
Yeah, the entire time. Like, he was averaging 5.5 yards and a touchdown. Like,
I mean, he kind of stepped up pretty big with when Pacheco got hurt earlier.
Yeah.
So, got to give bro some credit.
I mean, he's been getting, like, 69 yards, 102 yards, 78 yards, 59, 106.
I mean, he's basically the lead back at this point.
Yeah, he really is.
And yeah, also, speaking of what we were just saying, I did see, like, Patrick Mahomes actually officially came out with a statement about people saying that the games were rigged for him.
I saw
just
that.
Saying, like, he doesn't feel like that. Like, refs are just doing their jobs.
Yeah. I also saw a clip of Gronk, which, I hate him.
Hands up.
But Gronk was like, oh, yeah, like, the Chiefs are getting all these calls. I'm like, bro, the Patriots got those calls for years.
And they cheated, technically.
Yeah, no, not technically. They did multiple times, and everyone was like, oh, no, who cares?
Like, that is true.
It's insane, but nobody cares.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how the Chiefs do. Obviously, I still think I like the Bills better.
I think I do too, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
All right. Well, let's move on to another game here. This one I will give you 127
yards. 127
yards.
No touchdowns?
No.
Okay, 127 yards. That's a lot. No touchdowns with that many yards is tough. Could be a sneaky Puka. Oh, it's actually definitely got to be a sneaky Puka. I mean, Puka got all those yards at the end of the game. Is it Puka?
It is not. I mean, okay, maybe I technically could have said touchdown. It was actually Josh Allen. 127 passing yards, no touchdowns, but he did have two rushing touchdowns.
No, but that's fair.
For 20
only
yards.
127 passing yards is crazy.
Yeah, people don't realize that this was, I mean, both these teams can run the ball very well.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Ravens, but this game was good, though. This was a game we were hyped for.
Yeah, this
ended up being close the entire way, up to the last play.
Yeah,
it was Mark Andrews.
Yeah,
I mean they had a few bad turnovers.
And like I think the craziest part, and like shout out to the Bills or shout out to the Ravens, because they lost or they had three turnovers this game.
Yeah, I know Mark Andrews had the one pretty big one.
Yeah,
I think Lamar fumbled at least once.
I think he fumbled and threw a pick. So like the fact that the Ravens were able to almost take it to OT with all that is impressive.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah, I mean, either of these teams are just fun to watch. Like,
mm-hmm.
if we're throwing them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like,
but yeah, I mean,
I think if both these teams were in the Super Bowl, like, it would be a very good
game.
Yeah,
but I mean, Bills were favored, were home, obviously affected a little bit. But yeah, it was really, came down to the turnovers, and obviously got down or made all the way down. I forget how many seconds left. But then got the touchdown and then went for two to tie. And Mark Andrews kind of dropped a pretty easy one. It wasn't a perfect throw, but pretty easy one, like a 2-yard throw.
Yeah.
And then he was kind of getting clowned.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I saw a clip of this. That's the third time they've ran that 2-point. If you remember Steelers, or in like the past couple years, the Steelers game earlier in the year when the Steelers won off of only field goals, the Ravens went for two, ran the exact same play, and I think Mark Andrews dropped it. And then this was a few years ago. They ran the same play against the Packers, dropped it.
I mean, so it's kind of just like they'll just like – I guess it's basically just like a pass option for Lamar.
Yeah, like if he's, it's a really good play call. They should have
scored. Lamar, yeah, it's basically a read option for him.
And like the pass wasn't perfect, but –
yeah, he kind of tripped up on himself.
As one of the top NFL tight ends. Yeah.
I did see, I forget what he said, but like we were just looking at the TVs and people had like a Twitter thing, or no, like an Instagram thing.
Yeah.
So who knows?
I mean, Isaiah Likely, 4 catches, 73 yards and a touchdown. I mean, he might be the new guy. He has been the guy all season. He's done really good. Maybe there's a chance that, you know, he might take over as that number one role.
And also, player. just looking at the news that it's giving me here, looking at the game, it looks like the Ravens just made a signing of former Steelers receiver Anthony Miller.
Oh boy, dang! So, they're gonna be dangerous next season.
I mean, now without, or wait, they don't have Deontay right now, right? Or they do.
They signed him back.
I forget.
Right?
I forget what they, the we were talking about it last week.
I think they did sign him back.
I think because
dude, they got
they
so
dropped
many
him, and then the Texans dropped him.
They got so many. They were running like the Packers scheme with a bunch of random receivers: Nelson Agholor, Steven Sims, Anthony Miller, Tylan Wallace, Rashad Bateman. They got some weird names.
I mean, I also just gotta give props to Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
I mean, he's 31 and still pretty much like,
I mean, probably one of the best back. And I think he looked quicker this year than he has in the past.
Yeah. I mean, obviously this team has a great scheme for running the ball, but he just, people were kind of doubting him, especially in fantasy, like he used to be like, and he ended up doing very well.
It's crazy saying that like 31 years old is old, but
for running, I mean, a lot
he
of
also just turned his birthday is January 4th, so he just turned 31.
Okay, I mean, running backs just it's hard
crazy
to get them young.
And the craziest part is he's like Kamara's age,
but he seems like a vet.
Yeah,
and Kamara, I guess he is, just don't think of him like that.
Yeah, I don't know, it's crazy.
Yeah, but very, very solid game. We got two more here. I mean, you got
I got a 50-50 chance of knowing the game, I guess.
We will, sorry, we'll do 205 yards.
Oh, that's Saquon.
It is. Also, 2 touchdowns.
Yes, I mean, Saquon.
Yeah, he had at least 2 huge runs that I saw.
Oh, yeah.
For the 2 touchdowns. Like,
I mean, the one touchdown's 78 yards, the other one's 62. That's,
he's just, yeah, I mean,
which we did actually say, we talked about this, we were like, oh, what did Saquon do? And I don't know why I didn't bet this. But
yeah, Aiden had like an AJ Brown bet.
Yeah,
instead of like Saquon.
Saquon last
yards
time.
Or something.
Saquon last time they versed had 255 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Wow.
Yeah. So that, I don't know why.
I mean, Hurts still had 70. Yeah, not really. I mean, they were up like pretty much the whole game, but still not much passing out of them. And I was seeing people say that their passing offense right now is not very good.
No, I think
like,
it is.
Compared
one of the,
to, like, it's not really good?
I think it's one of the worst in the league.
Yeah, and, like, people are saying for NFC championship teams and Super Bowl teams, it's, like, way more historically low than, which I mean, I don't know what exactly stats people are referencing, but like obviously their just run offense is so good.
I mean, yeah, you don't really need to when you have all these statistics, but I don't know if it's going to pay off. I mean, there was a chance they were going to lose this game. The Rams had a chance at the end of the game. I know you were in a meeting.
I was watching some of it.
But yeah,
they,
like
I thought Puka, they were. Yeah, I thought they.
Puka made a crazy catch.
Yeah, he made a crazy catch.
And then they had a chance, and then I forget, it was just fourth down, I think, and they ended up losing off that. So
I mean, it looks like AJ Brown, you know, kind of admitted to the lack of production from the offense, or like from the passing, but saying, you know, it doesn't really matter because they won, so he's fine with it. But
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed, but agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Yeah, he's kind of hasn't, I don't know what he did last game, but I don't think he's had many yards in a while.
Yeah, he's too busy reading a book on the sidelines.
I forgot about that.
So cringe. But, so
maybe that. Hey, don't knock it till you try it. Maybe.
Maybe, but
I don't know how you could, like, if you're doing either doing that for show or you could actually like really clear your mind that much during a game.
No,
and just
he's
like
definitely
read
just
a book
doing
about
it for
something
show.
Random.
There's no way you can read that actually. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think. But yeah, I mean, everyone knew this was coming. Rams. I don't think they're really a Super Bowl ready team.
Yeah, I agree. But, I mean, I think they have a young defense. Their offense, obviously, can be really good. I think it's very dependent on Stafford, because Stafford nowadays is kind of just like a toss-up on how good he's going to play. But
Yeah. I mean, the team is, it is a different team from their Super Bowl team.
Yeah, that's, I always forget that.
Like, no Aaron Donald anymore.
That Super Bowl was only, what, 3 years ago?
That's crazy.
Because that was what? We were seniors in high school at that time, I think.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. So yeah. Dude, we might go our entire college career without seeing another team other than the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Because freshman year they won. Sophomore year they won. They could win junior year. That would be crazy.
That would be great. But yeah, we really, you know, really there's not many teams that are left to save us.
Yeah, just Bills and hopefully not Eagles. Because, like, if the Eagles
Commanders.
Do make it, I will be cheering for the Chiefs. I'm like...
Well, you're from... You got Kansas roots.
Honestly, so. I think... I don't know. I think I might cheer for the Chiefs.
But you got Kansas roots.
I think I'm going Bills first, Chiefs second. Because the Commanders did beat... Or... I don't know, actually... Because I don't think the Commanders are going to win. But I think if the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, I think I'll cheer for them. But
okay.
If it's the Bills, I'm obviously cheering for the Bills. So we'll see. We will see. All right.
Well, okay, we got one game left to talk about. I'll throw out a stat here.
Okay.
That we could spice things up. We would do... 175 yards.
Oh wow, that's kind of a lot. 175 yards. Is that like
all purpose yards?
Okay, all purpose. Jahmyr Gibbs?
Yes.
Okay. Dub.
But yeah, I mean this game is the one no one's expecting the least. But I mean the Commanders we're 14-5. I keep forgetting that. Like,
yeah,
this is a
well 14-5, including playoffs.
That, well, like, yeah, before playoffs, they're 14-5.
No, that's including playoffs. I think.
Oh,
right.
Oh yeah, you're right because they have 19 games played. Then.
Yeah,
I didn't know that kind of that. But that is impressive. I mean,
oh, it's very impressive. They
Jaden Daniels may just be goated.
Yeah, and I do want to point out, the next morning after this game, there was a UFC fight. The next morning when this game was played, I'm like, oh, Ben Johnson got traded to the Bears. And he goes, who is that? And I was like, oh, it's the Lions offensive coordinator. He's like, how is he able to do that if their season is still going on? I was like, Vinny, you do know the Lions lost last night.
Yeah, I was watching UFC over this game, I will say. I actually had on the iPad, but I wasn't really looking at it.
Yeah.
I just kind of assumed the Lions would win.
I know, and it was crazy. The Jaden Daniels, I think, has been probably the best quarterback this playoffs. And their entire team has just been playing really good. Defense played great. Offense looked amazing. 28 points in the second quarter.
And, like, yeah, I mean, if you can beat the Lions, you can beat the Eagles. But
oh, yeah,
the thing is, they let up 31 points in this game.
Yeah.
And they scored 45. But, like, I don't think you can really score 45 on the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles' defense. I mean, the Lions' defense
and Jahmyr Gibbs
a lot easier.
Had 105 rushing yards. So if he can get that, imagine what Saquon can do to them.
Yeah, Saquon might
they just
torch him. And Jared Goff, three picks. The goofball strikes again.
we do have a friend that's a Lions fan.
Yeah.
I don't think he was very happy.
Yeah, definitely not. And it's just, this game, Lions had more total yards, but it's, once again, just turnovers. 5 total turnovers for the Lions in this game. Yikes. Because Jameson Williams also threw the pick. I forgot about that. It was a terrible play. But the fact that the Lions were even, like, somewhat in this game with having 5 turnovers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty fortunate. Because, I mean, they won the one game when they threw, what, 5 picks from Jared Goff? So...
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm really rooting for the Commanders or Bills.
Oh, yeah.
Probably I would say Commanders just because, like, Jaden Daniels is a rookie, so, like, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
He's a young guy, he's a rookie. But, obviously, you know, Josh Allen's been working hard for a while.
Yeah. And then there's always just a little part of me that's like, if the Packers don't win the Super Bowl, I don't want another NFC team to.
I mean, that's kind of, doesn't really make any sense.
Probably not, but.
It's not like it's their divisional, right? If it was the Lions, yeah, I guess I get that. Even though I think the Lions would be good.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I mean, that wraps up the 4 games last week.
Yeah,
obviously.
Pretty good games. Pretty good games. And now we got 2 coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, which we will get into, but I think Aiden has a little segment.
Yeah, we're
going to
be doing a little new thing today, so let's hop right into that. All right, so for this new little segment I got for this week, what we're going to be doing is, I'm not sure how many rounds, we can kind of feel it out, see how we're feeling, but I'm not sure if you've seen the things where we say like a word at the same time. And then based on that word, we say another word at the same time, and you try and eventually
get to
the same word. So we'll play a couple rounds, see how we're
like
feeling.
Like football?
Yeah, so only football words we'll do.
Like football word? Like
just anything.
Are we talking
football?
About like people?
Anything.
Or like,
it could be anything football related.
Okay, so, well, do we have like a starting? Do we have like
you can just start with anything.
I feel like this is going to be too easy.
We'll see. We'll see.
So,
I think.
I feel like we should make it hard and like.
I think it will be hard. We'll do one round.
If you think anything like me, it will be easy.
We'll see. That's the point of the game. So we'll start.
What if I just say the same word every time and then you just?
You're not. Once one word is said, you can't say it again. Okay, ready? We'll just start off. Let me think of a word.
What if we say the word the both say it same on the first time?
Okay, ready?
Wait.
I got my word.
Okay, I got a random.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Jalen Ramsey. Oh. Okay.
So Jalen Ramsey or Aaron Jones?
Okay, I got one. I got something.
Okay.
All right, ready? 3, 2, one. Devontae Adams. Oh.
What? I was thinking like Jays.
Oh, I was more thinking because Jalen Ramsey and Devontae had a big rivalry.
Oh.
Okay, so Jahmyr Gibbs, Devontae Adams.
Wait.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Aaron Rodgers.
Bruh. I was thinking,
I thought
like,
we were thinking of just like Lions. Rivalries.
Okay, so Aaron Rodgers and Amon-Ra.
Okay, wait. Okay. This should be easy.
Should it?
Yeah. I think I know what you're going to say.
Okay. Okay. Wait, what's... Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Equanimeous St. Brown.
Oh.
Bro. Amon-Ra's brother, that was Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Wait, what did you say?
Garrett Wilson, and you said Equanimeous St. Brown.
That was the perfect chance. Okay, wait. So.
Okay, I'm going to
okay,
go
okay,
with
this should be easy.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Brees Packers. Hall. Oh, gosh. Packers and Brees Hall.
Okay, I think...
Okay, come on. I think we got
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah, we got it here.
3, 2, 1. Randall Josh Jacobs.
Cobb.
Oh, come on.
Why are you
on.
Just, like, sticking to one... Like, I'm trying to be... I'm trying to, like, reference both teams. And
yeah,
just...
I am, too.
Josh Packers. Jacobs never played on the Jets.
Well, but it's Brees Hall and the Packers. So, I was thinking...
I was saying Randall Cobb because he played
okay.
For it.
Randall Cobb and Josh Jacobs?
Okay. I mean, now I'm running out of people.
Okay, I got one, I guess.
All right.
I don't think you're going to say this, though. 3, 2, 1.
Christian
Jets.
Watson.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said the Jets.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I think okay,
I'm going to go.
I know what I'm going to say.
Okay. I do too. 3, 2, 1.
Matt
receiver.
LaFleur.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I know how you're thinking now.
Okay, receiver and Matt LaFleur. Okay, let's go. 3, 2, 1,
running
Romeo
back.
Dobbs. Who did you say?
Running back.
Not, oh. What? Running back and Romeo Dobbs.
Can we start
Dobbs?
A new round?
We might have to. No, we gotta get it. Okay. Oh gosh, this is so bad.
Okay, I have one person in mind.
I
said okay, whatever.
I don't even have anyone in mind. Okay, 3, 2, 1. AJ Dillon.
Who is that? Here's the thing about people I would know.
It's our backup running back. Okay.
I said Dontavian Wicks. I mean, I don't really don't know any more Packers players.
Dude. Okay, let's just merge them. Let's just name. Okay.
Oh, wait, well, from what?
We got a running back and a receiver.
Okay.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Jordan Love.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay, that was
bad.
Should have been easy, but you just kind of were...
No, that was bad. I think we can do better this next time.
I feel like we got to, like, figure out a way to start.
I think... It's all just about choosing, because, like, then we got, like, on the Packers.
Just think how I think.
I'll try. Okay.
Should we start with something random?
Yeah, I'm going to start with something pretty random.
Hold on. I need something to spark my interest.
I think I got one.
Okay. I got something random.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Playoffs.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo in playoffs. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. There's... Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1.
49ers.
Bang. Okay.
See, that... Dude,
that's
maybe the first one was just a little fluke.
Maybe it was.
Okay,
although that was really bad, that first one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we can hang of it. Let's think
we can do, like, one or two more.
All depending right. on how...
How yeah, depending on
are.
How bad
okay.
it is.
All
right.
I feel like just try to pick something random.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with. Okay.
Wait.
I got something.
Okay.
For you. 3, 2, 1. Penalty.
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones and penalty. Ooh, this is tough.
Okay, then I got one, but it's, and it's probably gonna make this worse, but
this mine might make it worse too. Okay. 3, 2, 1
Kadarius
Roughing the passer.
Tony. Oh gosh. Didn't Kadarius Tony get like a penalty that was like bad on the Chiefs or something?
Maybe.
Maybe I was gonna mid.
Okay, well no, think about it. Kadarius Tony and roughing the passer.
Okay.
Alright, 3, 2, 1 Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, yeah, that was...
Yeah, those two... Those
I feel
two.
Like, yeah, I feel like if you get... I think it's because now you're saying... You're saying, maybe we have to do players only for one more. Because okay, like, if you say a thing and then we, I say one player, you can kind of combine them.
Okay, I like
so
that.
So we'll do a players only round, because it seems to be the hardest.
Players only. Okay.
Let me think.
All right. I got one.
Okay. Wait, no. Okay. I got a random one.
Alright. 3, 2, 1 Geno Smith.
Oh. Wait, hold on. Can we?
Alright, yeah. I got
okay,
one.
Okay, I got one.
I think we might be able to get this in two.
Okay.
3, 2, 1 Pete Russell Carroll. Wilson. No, that's not. I guess we were both kind of thinking along
the same lines. We were
thinking
the same thing. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. That was so it.
So Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll. Okay, I got someone.
Ooh. Russell Wilson. Okay, I think I got someone.
All right, 3, 2, 1
Marshawn Lynch.
Nice.
Dang, okay. We turned that around.
All right.
We always have to edit out the first one.
Yeah, that first one was really bad. Oh, that was bad.
Okay, that was... That's a fun little game.
Yeah, that was definitely...
You can always play along at home and see if, I mean...
Yeah, you can think about what each of us are going to say, but...
Okay.
All right, so that's all we got for that segment right there, and so now we'll just finish off the episode with some predictions. And now we will finish off the episode with some predictions. Only two games, and we're getting down to it. The conference championships... And we'll start off with Commanders at Eagles.
Oh, so, honestly, I really think that the Commanders have a chance.
I do too, and they beat them earlier in the season.
Oh, but the Eagles are minus six.
Yeah,
that's a little bit disrespectful, if anything.
283 money line.
I honestly think that Commanders plus 7.5 could be free loot.
Yeah, I would probably bump it up to maybe 10.5.
I mean, dude, the Eagles, like, I feel like have all their games been close recently?
Yeah,
I mean,
the only problem
they
is
beat down on the Steelers.
It's in Philly.
Yeah, but the Let's Commanders, see. They have they been having home court advantage even?
No, they haven't. And they actually, when they beat the Eagles, it was in D.C. And then the other time they played the Eagles... They lost in Philly.
I mean,
and Saquon did have 146 yards in that game.
I mean, they beat the Packers by 2 scores, but I don't know. Like after, I mean, the Rams game obviously very close.
Yeah,
and the Commanders, they either have beat the Rams or they could beat the Rams.
Yeah, it's.
I don't think they play the Rams, but they could beat them. Yeah, I mean,
this is tough.
I feel like everyone obviously wants. You know, I'm going to just say Commanders because I usually am right. So I'll be manifesting it, but I would like that. I would like to be betting on their side of this.
Yeah, honestly, I think I'm going to go with the Eagles, but
yeah, I mean that's fair.
Just the Eagles Chiefs Super Bowl is so inevitable.
It's like
the doom. That's that would be terrible. And then speaking of Chiefs, Bills versus the Chiefs.
I mean, the Bills have already beaten the Chiefs. People forget that. The Chiefs are still favorited. I looked it up.
They are.
It's like -1.5 or something.
-1.5 makes sense.
Okay, but now, when the Bills beat the Chiefs, I believe it was in Buffalo.
It was.
I remember that game.
It's going to be in Kansas City. Bills have had a thing of losing to the Chiefs.
They usually choke. Yeah, they usually choke in the playoffs at some point.
I think all of their last playoff history, the past couple years, have all been to the Chiefs. So looking back, they lost to the Chiefs, lost to the Bengals, lost to the Chiefs, lost to the Chiefs.
So they kind of have they beat the Chiefs in the play? I guess
no. Out of the last 4 years, they've lost to the Chiefs 3 times. So, yikes, to say the least.
Honestly, I'm gonna say Chiefs just because of that. Now
I'm gonna go with Bills.
Okay, I mean, so honestly, as long as this. So we basically have as long as either of us goes 50-50 and it's not.
Well, technically we're guaranteed. Actually, wait, no, I guess we could both go 100%. So yeah,
if either of us go 100%, then we're safe.
Yes.
Because it's not a Eagles and Chiefs.
So as long as we don't go 50-50.
And 50-50 on the specific side.
Which would you rather happen? Would you rather have Bills, Commanders, Chiefs, or Bills, Eagles?
Bills, Eagles.
Yeah,
I feel like the Chiefs would just beat the Commanders. Everybody would be the mad.
Yeah, I think.
But the Bills can easily beat the like that would. I don't know. I just feel like the Commanders could somehow like fall apart in the Super Bowl and it'd be like a waste.
Yeah,
like not a close game. But I think agree. Bills, Eagles. That would be.
I think honestly, like a Bills money line.
Bills money line for a little bit of plus money.
Bills money line, Commanders plus 10.5.
That could be free loot coming in to this weekend.
I think it might be. Because, I mean, Bills, I mean, plus 106. So they're not, like, super dogs.
$100 pays 106.
Yeah, so I guess we'll put $100 on Bills money line. If that's what they're saying. Over under is 48.5.
Ooh. I mean, I could see this being a little shootout. They always have those.
Yeah, but the Chiefs offense quite a lot. That's about 24 points each.
The Chiefs offense has. Wait, haven't they been just mid? Haven't they like not score? Have they still not? Okay, well they scored 38. Oh wait, no, they've only gotten over 30. They've only gotten 30 points twice this year.
Yeah.
They have yet to get over 30 points this year.
Okay.
They had 30 points once. Whereas the Bills, you'll see them put up a 50-piece.
Yeah.
You'll see them put up big numbers. I mean, just looking at their last games, put up 40, week 17, 48, 42, 30, 30, 30, 31. Like, they're consistently getting over 30 points.
Yeah, and when looking at it, Bills are 7-3 in the spread in the last 10 games, and Chiefs are 3-7 at the spread. So, I mean, Bills have been playing better with their spread they've been given. So, you really don't know. This game, I think, is going to be a complete toss-up. This game, though, like, cold doesn't really matter. Like, if it's really cold in the Eagles game, I think that gives the Eagles the slight advantage. Just because I'm not sure how good the Commanders are in the cold. I'm sure they're decent, but, I mean, all the games the Commanders have won, I think, have been, at least last week was indoors. Who did they beat in the first round? The Buccaneers, which was warm weather.
That's true. That's something to keep in mind.
So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited. 2 games on Sunday, so should be pretty, pretty good. But, yeah, I think that's all we got for this episode. Vinny, you got anything for him?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, obviously, just got 2 games to look forward to. Both Sunday, right? Both Sunday.
Yeah, earlier games, too, 3 and 6:30, so.
Don't hate that.
Well, the games will get done earlier than they usually do, which will be nice, so.
Yeah, and then we'll have to whip up, I mean, we have a week off in the Pro Bowl, like, a week, but we'll think of a little Super Bowl special. That's always a classic.
It's a classic, classic. But, yeah, so, you know, make sure to turn on some notifications so you guys don't miss when we post our episodes. They have been kind of all over the place.
With our school schedule and the weather, we've been all over the place. Couldn't get the studio, but we'll work it out.
Yeah, it'll be good. So yeah, make sure to, you know, follow us, rate 5 stars wherever you listen, and we will see you guys after this conference championship matchups.
Peace.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.